Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, yeah. Today I've got a quart of oil in one hand and a microphone in the other. Well, I'm kind of lucky. I've got the microphone on a boom, so I don't have to hold it. But I love oil. I mean, why would I not love oil? I needed oil, and I've had to have oil in my life, my whole entire life. And so have you. And I know that a lot of you might have an EV, of course, electric vehicle out there, and you probably have a fossil fuel gas burner or diesel, too, so you need oil. So today, here on Auto World, the third hour, welcome aboard, welcome in, too. I'm sitting in the oil liquid lab down the hall from the Greasy Garage Studio here in the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans, your host. I've got oil in my veins. Why? Well, I've been around oil for 40-plus years, and it's been quite, this is how I actually raised my family. Two kids, a girl and a boy, and all this, and this is how I've, you know, pretty much supported my family, is changing oil, fixing cars, detailing cars, asking and answering your questions, not only on the radio since 1995, but all the way back in the early days of 40 years ago, when, in fact, I met a gentleman that is with us today, and I met him, I was a young kid, of course, back in the early days, and Tom is a little bit older than I am, not much older, but he is a little bit older, and he was the gentleman that was, well, in the town of Boise, Idaho, where I decided to start a mobile repair business to change people's oil. Go to your house in Boise, Idaho to change your oil and start a career doing that. I love cars, I love fixing cars, I love helping people. And that's what it's all about. And today, I'm very honored, very proud. I asked Tom Gould to join me here on the syndicated network, Genesis Communications Network. He was actually the gentleman that kicked this whole thing off for me, and I'm very proud. And I just said, I need to get Tom on, and because of all your questions you've been asking me and emailing me through Facebook and our email address here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails right now live. I welcome your phone calls with your questions on, of course, that you've been asking me is, how old is too old when it comes to oil? You got oil sitting on the shelf at home. You've asked me, Mark, is the oil in the quick lubes really that fresh? Is there an expiration date? There's so many questions you've asked me. And, of course, a lot of you, I've always said it here on Auto World, two heads are better than one. In this case, I think there's over a million. Anyway, so we're quite a big, large family here. And I've got today, for the third hour, a very special treat, a gentleman that I'm pulling him out of retirement to talk shop. He's Tom Gould. He's a senior sales representative, retired from Pennzoil, started with Pennzoil, of course, and Pennzoil was bought out by Quaker. Quaker State bought Pennzoil. Who knows? We'll find out from Tom. And then, of course, ended up to be Shell. But before we have Tom on, he's sitting live in the green studio there in his own man cave. Let's, Alex, if we could, play a little bit of information concerning natural gas and how they refine oil.
This is motor oil imagined.
There's no motor oil that's ever been made like this before.
The initial reaction is just kind of get out of here. It's like, you can't do that.
So what's most exciting about this for me is that, I mean, Pure Plus technology is starting with natural gas instead of like other motor oils that would start with crude.
Imagine crude oil to be like a muddy river. Now imagine natural gas to be like a clear water vapor. So if I go to a muddy river and I take a cup of water from that river and I filter the water, it will still have impurities left in the water. However, if I condense water vapor or steam into a cup of water, that water would be much clearer and purer than the water that I got from the muddy river. In the same way, base oil made from natural gas is purer than base oil, which has only been refined from crude oil.
So if you think about traditional refining, traditional creation of base oils, you're starting off with big long chain molecules, and you're trying to sip out the longer chains from the impurities, and you arrive at a pretty satisfactory base oil. If you turn that process on its head, and you start building up these bigger molecules from much smaller ones, you arrive at a base oil that is 99.5% pure.
Wow, there it is, 95. Wow, that's some pure oil. Without further ado, let's welcome in Tom Gould, Senior Sales Representative, that is retired, coming in to Talk Shop. My good friend Tom Gould, how are you? Good to have you.
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I haven't seen you since last week.
Yes.
What people should know is we've been best friends, Mark, for 36 years, and that's when you walked into my office 36 years ago. You were 24 and I was 34, and so you're right. I've been retired almost 15 years, so I've been reminiscing about how you and I got started and about my career and about our relationship, and it's been you've been a best friend for a lot of years. We've had a lot of experiences, and we can talk about that a little bit, but thanks for having me on. The last time you had me on was 19 years ago.
Wow. Have I been behind the microphone that long?
That was 2002, and when you had Auto Talk with Mark Evans here locally. And as you know, I was one of your sponsors. So you had me on, and that was 2002. So that's been 19 years. So here I am again after all these
years. Well, Tom, I do. I want to say, you know, thank you, because I've talked a lot, and we seem to talk shop a lot. I mean, that's what we do, and that's our friendship. We watched our kids grow up from little to large, and now they've got their own families, and we're grandpas.
That's right.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I remember the day when I walked in. I had going around town changing people's oil here in Boise, and I thought remember the little old junk pickup truck I had.
I remember that.
I never have shared this with my listeners here at Auto World about the lawsuit when Mobil Oil sued me because of the name Mobil Lube. Mobil Lube. Yeah, and I lived through that lawsuit, but I remember going in and saying hi to you the very first time, and you helped me out from the very first case of oil that I bought that was in the Pennzoil, the Quaker State, et cetera, was in cardboard cans. And today, yep. I'm getting asked a lot about, you know, on Facebook, to Instagram, to my email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I want to welcome everybody to email us right now, and of course the phone is open, 855-660-4261, with your oil questions. And Tom, you've been doing this, what you did your whole entire life. You started where now?
So I started in Portland, Oregon, and I worked at the actual blending and canning facility, and I was just finishing my college career, and at Portland State University. So I found out about Pennzoil. I worked for a Ford dealership downtown, and this Pennzoil rep used to walk through, and I got to know him, and after so long, I was able to get an employment application and got hired, and then worked my way up to canning machine operator. So I was the guy that ran the machine that canned the old round cans of Pennzoil before the days of plastic. And so I thought it was a big shot canning that thing. So back then, you know, we had those cans would leak like you can't believe. I cleaned up so many messes. But anyway, just so you know, those cans went away in about 1982, and plastic bottles then became available. And I still have in my garage a case of Pennzoil 20W20, and I may have ran the machine that ran that thing probably back in 1976, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about how long is the shelf life of oil. Literally, my case of 20W20 still in the case, still unused, is 42 years old. I guarantee it's not good any longer.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to talk about, Tom. When we come back from a short break, I'm going to talk about how many gallons of crude oil a day that we are now burning. It's actually pretty scary. We're going to use Niagara Falls. We're going to take a little short break.
Okay.
A little bit of, we'll be back with Tom Gould. retired senior sales representative from Shell. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Good to have you along. Good to have you back each and every week with me. I'm Mark Evans, the host. You're listening to Auto World from the Oil Liquid Lab. Oh, yeah, we've been crushing oil here, dripping oil, spilling oil. Why not? Because I'm in the Oil Liquid Lab this week, Tom. And it's what a pleasure. Usually I'm in the Greasy Garage studio, but the crew here, they put me on some kind of a jello seat, and it feels like I'm sitting on oil. Anyway, it's...
Well, I've been in your shop a lot, so...
It smells like oil. In fact, you haven't been in the shop getting cars repaired because you do know how to take care of your maintain your vehicles, and that's why we're here today. Auto World is alive because of that, with great listeners and folks. If you just tune in, I've got Tom Gould. I've pulled him out of retirement. He was retired as the senior sales representative for Shell. Started with Pinzo, right, Tom? And then you and I've kind of.
I started about 73, and we, after moving to Boise, we bought Quaker State in 1999, and then Shell bought us in 2002. So all the majors bought up, you know, the Castrols and the Valvolines and the Pennzoils and the Quaker State. We were not able to be standalone motor oil companies, so the majors bought us. And Shell has done a nice job to continue with those two brands.
When we say Pennzoil and Quaker State, we're still being able to buy the yellow and the green bottle, but they have Pennzoil and Quaker State on there. Are the folks buying Shell?
That's a good question. I got to tell you, after all these years, I can tell you the base oils are pretty similar. The base oils are. For conventional oils, are pretty similar. The differences would probably be more in the additives, and you can barely meet the manufacturer's requirements with, you know, small treats of additives, or you can exceed manufacturer's requirements. So your top oils, I still believe to this day, your top brands are better because, you know, they far exceed the manufacturer's requirements. And even after all these years, I still believe that's true. So there's some cheap stuff out there, but I would stick with the majors.
Right, and I've described that to the folks here at Auto World about building a chocolate cake, having the same chefs, but the one chef, you know, puts more ingredients on that dry chocolate cake, and it tastes better, so that chef's going to win. That's the same type of ingredients that are in the oil. Now, a lot of questions I also get is, why should I pay more for a synthetic oil? Isn't that the same as a conventional oil? Are you talking more additives in a synthetic?
Well, the base oil is really different. So if you use a conventional oil, you know, it's going to thicken up quicker in cold temperatures and thin out too much in hot temperatures, where your synthetics are much more thermal stable. So it will withstand much colder climates and even much hotter, like we are having now in our Northwest. We've been so hot. Incidentally, 70% of the new cars on the market now require a synthetic. So there's a big movement towards synthetics. I know my Toyota Camry uses a 020, which didn't even exist when I was working. The molecules they use for synthetics do not thicken up. You know, they form long chain molecules, which will thicken when the weather gets cold. That's conventional oils will not withstand the very cold temperatures and the very hot temperatures like synthetics. So, and I think synthetics are not as nearly as expensive as they used to be. Used to be they were so expensive that no one would use them. Now, there are other options like synthetic blends and high mileage oils. Blends are a little bit less money, but still have synthetic bases. So anyway, I think people should start using synthetics. I really do, especially with the Shell product. It's made with natural gas. They were the first one to do that. So you talk about clean oil. Natural gas is by far the cleanest you can get out of the ground. So that was not even available when I worked 15 years ago. So that's a real new innovation. So I think if you buy a new car that's going to recommend synthetics, and I would stick with it. I just think the days of conventional oils are going away. It's kind of my opinion there.
Right, because of the quality of the car and the clearances and the way they're machined inside. And, of course, aluminum blocks, aluminum heads, they get hot quick. And,
right.
And you're right. Now, this, we're going to get to the question of is old, what is too old and can I still use it? And I've been, asked that many, many times. And here's a little bit of trivia, Tom, that's kind of scary, actually. The world burns, you ready for this number? 3,570,000,000 gallons of crude oil per day. A little perspective. Yeah, it's nuts. A little perspective here. Is that we can say that's the amount that could fill roughly 265,000 average-sized swimming pools. Okay, Tom, that's still not clear enough. Let's talk about the immense amount of water that spills over Niagara Falls every hour. Multiply that amount. Yeah, you multiply that amount times 6.5, and that still falls short of our daily global total petroleum usage.
Wow.
So there's some major oils. Now, in my opinion, that is huge. That's huge. We're sucking this crude out. Now, I want to get to the point of where, because you've got a lot of, like I was saying on the first hour, you've got a lot of things underneath your hat there, Tom. And I want to get to your, I want to pull that stuff out,
Okay,
this star molecule. Remember the days of the star molecule and these, that little snippet we played, that chain. What are they talking about?
Okay, so there's three really main parts of a motor oil, and you got the base, and then you have the additives, and you have something else called the viscosity improver, and that's necessary to make a multi-viscosity oil. So it turns out that early multi-viscosity oils would fall out of grade quite quickly, so your 530 would thin out much quicker, even after 500-600 miles. So, that molecule would get chopped up, so to speak, much quicker, and it wouldn't rebound every time you start your car. So that was happening much quicker than people thought. So Shell invented the star molecule, which did not shred off. It was kind of like a sun with little pieces sticking off of it, and some of the little pieces would fall off, but it would pretty much stay in grade for much longer. And I really don't know if they still use that molecule, but that was quite an innovation back in the day. As was, remember the pure base that came along?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so
we're going to take a short break.
That?
Yeah, Tom, when we come back, we're going to take a little short break, and I want to talk about that pure base, and then we're going to go talk a little bit about that pure plus back to that natural gas. We're going to take a little short break here. Coming live from the Oil Liquid Lab here at the Auto World Plaza, I'm Mark Evans, alongside Tom Gould, Senior Sales Representative, who's retired. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who've indicated that they're going to vote yes. So it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And that little Plymouth satellite, they probably had 1040. Oh, that stuff's thick. It's like molasses. Hey, good to have you along. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, alongside Tom Gould. Good friend, old friend, part family, period. That's all there, best way to say it. Senior sales representative for Pinzo. When he started for Pinzo and actually retired from Shell. Tom, again, good to have you along in the oil liquid lab today with me.
Well, hey, I get to be here. It's been a while.
Absolutely. I've got a Facebook here account, of course, Mark Evans, for the folks that's just tuning in. You go to Mark Evans and you can friend me there if you would, and I'll friend you back. We've got a few open slots there, Tom. I understand Facebook only lets us have 5,000 friends, I guess. And how honored I am to have that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting behind a microphone, of course, and cars in the background. And of course, the Instagram account, folks, is Auto World Media. And go ahead, and I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. You are going to love what we have over there. Of course, I put up a can there, Tom, that says old engine oil. And it's not an oil can. It's actually a beer can, and there's a brewery that had to, you know, have the car on there. Anything car, Auto World related, I have that, yeah. But Miles gets me on Facebook here, and he says, okay, so here's a question. How old is too old to still use the oil that's still in its original container? Question mark. And then he says, have some 20-year-old Valvoline racing oil. He says, use. Question mark. Or recycle? Question mark. Well, first, Miles, I want that oil in my museum. And I've been trying to talk you out of your 20 weight forever, Tom. You won't release it.
You know, one day I'm going to give that to you. And
oh, no. You can't. No, I'll buy it.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's 42 years old, so his oil's not quite that old. Well, I had to look that up. Believe it or not, I have not had that question. So I had to call, look up my friend Google, and I did get some pretty good information. So it turns out the simple answer is 5 years. Do not use it past the five-year point. But how you're storing it is important. Don't store it, you know, below zero or over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That will degrade the additives much sooner. And if it's too cold, then the additives start settling to the bottom, at least in conventional oils. I had a situation when I was working in Spokane in the mid-70s, and I was delivering oil back then, and I walked into this shop, and the lube guy says, come on over here, I want to show you something. And he had what was left of the bottom of an oil can, and then all the additives had settled to the bottom. And so over time, that can happen. Now, if you keep it sealed, that's much better than opening it up. If you open it up, it will degrade quicker, especially if there's humidity in the air. You know, it'll oxidize quicker, or if there's dust in your garage or something. So if it's still sealed, I guess the simple answer is it'll probably be good through the 5 years. But after that, things start degrading, and so I would not use it past that point. I probably wouldn't use it past 3 or 4 years. But people do keep oil a long time, especially for their lawnmowers. I know a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Of course, it's the old oils in cardboard cans soaking through the cardboard, leaking on the shelf or leaking on in your garage, wherever you're storing it. And mm-hmm. the key thing there, Tom, is I'm hearing you say that, you know, we live in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live right now in the, of course, the oil liquid lab today. And we've got cold temperatures in the winter. We have four seasons, so we're going. That oil sitting on the shelf, even though it's not in your engine, is still going through temperature changes. Unless
right.
you know,
and that will degrade your additives and all that. So, but that's. I thought that was a good answer, but that's something I did have to look up. I did not have that on the tip of my tongue. I've had every other kind of question, but that's very interesting to know. Because if it gets too cold, it will sludge on you, and it'll pour out slower than molasses. You don't want that. So.
Right. So basically, it's kind of like oil and vinegar. They start separating after a certain period of time on sitting on the shelves. Now, I get an email here from L.I. He's listening to us, Tom, in Oklahoma City. Hey, let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great affiliates in Oklahoma City, KZLS. Yeah, AM 1640. He's in Oklahoma City. That station, KZLS, AM 1640, is Edmond and Stillwater, Oklahoma. And, of course, as I always say, Tom, all the cities and the people between all the cities are listening. Thank you. They take us live each and every week, all 3 hours. And L.I. says, opening an old can of 1040, and it had separated into oil and additives.
Mm-hmm.
Just what we're talking about. And he says,
but it was
in a tin can. So that's, he's got a really old can there, doesn't he?
That
Thank you, L.I., for
that's
emailing.
That's a collector's item. Yeah, they
absolutely.
Made those since before I started, so probably late 60s is when the metal can stopped.
And you think about the cardboard, the tin, and the plastic, and wonder, here's another question, that does mm-hmm. the oil change in a plastic bottle after it's been sitting? I mean, we're talking about additives going to the bottom. The base is going to the top.
Right. I'm not sure whether the plastic has an effect. I'm sure it does, especially under heat. But don't have a real good answer to that. By the way, my round cans, my 24 cans still in the case, has not leaked in 42 years.
And I heard you bragging about you bottled that more than likely back in the day.
I did, yeah. For about
one thing,
6 months, yeah.
Yeah, one thing I want to share that you when we first started, the talk radio program, and I, you know, knew you, Tom, and I asked, I want to know more about the you were the very first sponsor. You opened up the door and said, yeah, we'll sponsor Mark. And it was back in the day of Pennzoil. And I still I do want to say thank you. And I learned so much. You sent me to the bottling plant there in Portland. I got to talk to the scientists in the enclosed. I'm looking for that interview because I want to digitize it and bring it to the people of Auto World, our list, great listeners of Auto World, because he told me a lot of great information about those, that chain again, and the molecules, and why and how come, the how they test oil. What is something you can share with our folks of how, what you've actually experienced and how they test oil today?
Well, today it's things really do has changed, but yeah, they heat it up to about. They run it down to zero, and they test it at zero, and then they test it again at 210 degrees. I do know that. And then, of course, it's much different now with synthetics and the testing, and it's and especially with the natural gas. Here's something kind of interesting with natural gas. Your pistons will be much cleaner. The other thing that's kind of cool is you'll get better fuel economy. They do fuel economy tests, so if you want to get... You know, gas prices are going sky high. If you want to get better gas mileage, you know, use a synthetic, especially one with natural gas. And of course, you're going to get better wear protection and extreme temperature performance and all that. Me being more of a salesman than a chemist. By the way, Mark, if you didn't remember, you interviewed our key chemist in Houston, Texas, one time. You went right to the top. We got you right to the top.
We need to get him on the air again. He's probably retired, but he can send me in the direction.
So.
Yeah, we'll get the new top guy on and talk and get down into the nuts and the bolts of the belly of the story here. You know, of oil.
Right.
You know, is there an expiration date on oil? I've looked. I don't see an expiration date.
So when I Googled it, apparently there is, and how you find that, I don't know. But it says if you keep a watch on the expiration date and refrain from using the motor oil once it's crossed that date. So supposedly on your bottle there is an expiration date. I'm not sure right now where that is.
Yeah, I can't. I've got one here and I can't find it. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to oil everybody up, Tom.
Okay.
What? And the question is, what brand are we going to use? We'll be right back. From, you know where? Oh, yeah, the Oil Liquid Lab.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Be careful out there. Boy, when it starts raining out there, all that oil that's dripping out of your car and the antifreeze is dripping out makes that racetrack pretty slick. Oh, talking about oil, what a special time and great. I'm very honored and very proud to have my friend and good friend, part family, Tom Gould. He's a retired senior sales representative for Shell with us. And, folks, it's quite a treat. Again, Tom, you and I have been, I walked into your door and asked, how much is oil? And that was back in what year? 90?
There's 85.
I'm not that.
And you walked in, you were 24, I was 34, and
started.
We could go on and on, but it was very special. I wasn't quite sure about you, but we became instant friends, and you became a good customer and a long lifetime friend.
Tom, you know, it's thank you. I appreciate that. And again, thank you. It's the first time you've ever been on the Auto World syndicated show, and, mm-hmm. and you were on Auto Talk back in the day as the first sponsor. You basically got the ball rolling for me on the radio thing, and of course, I do appreciate that. It's amazing what it's turned into, and I really do like helping people and having fun with in 3 hours now each and every week. And it's crazy how back in the day, you know, Tom, I share this with the folks, I went mobile, and I told you, and I'm sure you smiled and laughed and said, "I'll get out of here, kid," because I told you I'm going to franchise this thing. I'm going to put vans on the road, and I did, and I actually got it up and going, and we put walk-in vans on the road, and gosh, just the tank for waste oil was 55-gallon drums just to hold the waste oil, and you customized the tanks.
You put. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt you there a little bit, but I got to tell your listeners that on the side of your van was a little can running, so it was like a can of oil running. So you were quick to do the repairs.
Yeah, and you can say the brand. It was Pennzoil. I took Yeah. I took that Pinzo can that you and I bought from you. I don't know how many cans, a lot, because we had, I think those tanks in my vans, I don't know how many vans I ended up having, but 100-gallon fresh oil tanks, and we put that Pinzo can with arms and legs and eyeballs on it, and then, yes, let's tell them, I've never told anybody here on Auto World, I actually made that can, and I went into that can, didn't I, Tom? And I told you that I was going to be in parades, you know?
So he was in a Pinzo can suit, walking the parade route at Christmas and 4th of July, and his kids would be in the van waving to the crowd, and Mark would be handing race car posters out, and you were an instant celebrity, and I have so many pictures of you walking the parade route in a can suit. Pretty fun. Those were good old days.
And then we
used to take your show out to the Firebird Raceway, and talk about, we were right where jet cars and funny cars took off the line, and you'd be talking about that, and we'd take it to the Roadster Show, and you'd do your show at the Boise Roadster Show, but lots of good memories of promoting the brand.
That's one of the reasons why my Facebook page, Tom has got, I'm sitting there behind the microphone with the yellow coupe in the back. That's why it's yellow, because of Pinzo. That car was representing Pinzo more than once. And then I want to share this with the folks. I've shared my 1916 Chevrolet with them, but I never have really shared with them. Tom, remember the day we took the 16 Chevrolet, all original, and we put Quaker State high mileage engine formula on the running boards, and I represented Quaker State there at the Roadster Show, the car show.
And we put a bunch of sagebrush on the side.
Looked
like we were going down an old dusty trail.
Oh, yeah. We had to take it back to 1916. I got an email in, and this gentleman, Jack, he just emailed. He says, I had some oil cans that were of cardboard type that sat on the shelf for several years. I couldn't use it as it was all over the floor, and the cans that didn't deteriorate would crush if you used the old stab the lid opener spout.
Right.
I used them by opening them with a regular beer can opener with no issues. This is several cases that somehow got shoved to the back shelf. He said, I'm glad that episode's over.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have cleaned up more oil messes, but when you run a canning machine, it backs up, and I've cleaned more oil off the ground than you can believe.
A lot of rags. I had an email come in yesterday, too, that asked me, well, Mark, about my picture that we put up on Mark Evans' Facebook page and the Auto World Radio on my Instagram account. Go over, folks, and take a look on that engine oil, and those questions are, this gentleman said, well, why don't we just shake the old can up, Mark, and get the additives that settled on the bottom, shake it up like a rattle can of paint, and it'll be good. I can put it in my car again.
And I've heard this, too. Why don't you pour it in the engine? Let the engine stir it up and see what happens there. But I think what you don't realize is other things degrade. The additives degrade. The base oil degrades. The VI improvers do not do the same work as they did. So it sounds simple just to shake it up and use it again, but time will cause it to go out of grade, number one, and the additives won't do their job. So I sure wouldn't put in a nice car.
No.
Put in your lawnmower, maybe.
Yeah, you're asking for trouble. And then also, Tom, now, the time that we change oil, you and I back in the day, didn't we say 3,000 miles is a good time to take the trash out, which is changing the oil?
3,000 miles.
Yep.
In fact, I printed off, these are myths, and here's a myth. Full synthetic oil, I can go longer between oil changes with synthetic oil. So a lot of people think they can go much longer. And I do believe you can go longer, and your manufacturers will allow you to go, say, 5,000 miles with the 0-20 fully synthetics. But you got to remember that you use the same type of additives, and they will burn out over time. So be careful going too long between changes with synthetic. I think you can go a little longer, but be careful going 10, 12,000 miles. I believe that's way too long. The old joke is, you know, you've gone too long if you change your oil with a pair of tweezers. You know, we have to pull it down.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit too long.
Yep, absolutely. And so it depends on the temperature and where you live. If you're in Alaska,
exactly.
Or folks, you know, our folks listening down in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, it's hot down there. Maricopa, of course, south Tucson. You know, they're you know. But overall, oil has a detergent in it, right? And it's designed to clean.
Right. To clean, right? Yeah, there's, you know, different type of additives, obviously. By the way, the worst thing for an engine oil is stop and go driving. You know, you stop at a red light, you go, you know, quarter mile, stop again, your car's idling, it's hot outside. You need to change your oil really pretty regularly if you do a lot of in city stop and go driving. When you get on the freeways, it is a little easier on the oil when you're going 55, 65 miles an hour on the freeway. It's not as hard on your engine oil.
Absolutely. And Tom, closing words here. Garage doors starting to roll down. We got a little time, but what would you tell the folks in closing words to give them a little bit more of an insight and help them with their automobile concerning oil?
I'll tell you. If you're like me, of course, I love everybody to change oil every 3,000 miles. I could sell more oil. But frequent oil changes, even with synthetic, will prolong the life of your engine. It just will. And in the way you drive your vehicle can age your vehicle, your engine, much quicker. So none of this stop and go, you know, really fast, really slow. So nice and easy will prolong your oil. But anyway.
Get that oil changed, huh?
I think the cheapest thing, it's the old adage is, it's cheaper to change your oil than change your engine. And I still am a firm believer in that. Keep that stuff changed, synthetic or non-synthetic, and that will prolong the life of the engine. And if you know right now, the used cars have gone sky high in price. So people are going to keep their vehicles longer, and the way to keep them without major repair is the simplest thing you can do is get the oil changed. Go to your local Quick Lube on a regular basis and keep it changed. So
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. Appreciate you being on. Appreciate you being on with me and sharing your knowledge.
It's like old times, Mark.
Absolutely. Appreciate all the knowledge, Tom, and the friendship over all the years. And what a treat to have you here on Auto World, being syndicated now. And thank you. You're the man that got it rolling. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mark. Talk to you later.
Yep. Drive safe, everybody. And thanks for tuning in. Oh, next week I got a special surprise for you.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.